your golden matters.
This is Who's the Wizard? I'm Colin. I've got Ben.
Hello.
There you go. Hello. That first track was La Butcherette with Henry Don't Got Love. It's quite an old one. That's from one of the very first Who's the Wizard podcasts. Wall back when we used to do it on Shoreditch Radio.
Back in 2013.
2012.
Something. 2012?
Yeah. According to Facebook, it was 2012. I don't know. I don't trust it. I can't remember what I was doing yesterday. So it could be last year. Or not last year. Last year was 2014. Shit, yeah.
We're living in the future.
I know. It scares me. I'm expecting like Jetson style flying cars everywhere.
I remember being a kid thinking the year 2000 was like futuristic and we'd be on that.
Yeah? Would you arrange to meet all your friends in the year 2000?
Do you know what? I remember the song coming out and then thinking, oh, I'd only be like 18 or something.
Did you not arrange it? So you just see...
No, because I didn't like most of the people I went to primary school, secondary school with.
Same here. Basically, yeah. They always try to get in touch. I just pretended I died in a hang gliding accident.
I think I still speak to... I don't really speak to him, but there's one person from secondary school. Everyone else dead to me.
Yeah, I don't think... I don't speak to anybody I went to school with or grew up with as a child.
Just escape.
Basically, most of them have died in mysterious circumstances.
Have you been killing them?
No. Vladimir Putin has. He owes me a favour. Anyway, yeah, back on track once we've meandered. This is Who's the Wizard. You're back again for episode 4, if you're listening to this. Which is slightly terrifying. Cause,
that people are listening?
Yeah.
I know. It's weird.
Yeah. So, you know, don't think anyone's listening. Nobody's listening. Apart from the DSS. They're always listening.
They've listened to the story about when you hustled a flat for your
yeah,
friend.
Yeah, exactly. I'm expecting a letter any day.
They'll be knocking on the door.
Yeah. Standard stuff, just to go into. If you need to get in touch with us and you have like random tracks, or if you're an up-and-coming band, or if you just want to hear a track in particular.
Yeah, just get in contact, because it means we have to do less work, really.
Yeah.
So we want people to get in touch.
Exactly. And unfortunately, our Twitter thing is going through a bit of a mess, so I'll just give mine out, as it's easier, which is at Goinsey, which is G-O-I-N-S-E-Y, because our wizard podcast, our wizard Twitter, is having a moment, we'll say.
Having magical difficulties.
It basically is. It's just being shit. So,
okay. Well, you're going to get loads of weird followers and stuff now, tweets and.
I doubt that somehow.
Sasha Pistoia, if you're listening, go to Goinsey Twitter.
Yeah, there you go, at Goinsey. Or you can get in touch with us through the Facebook group, which is amazing enough. Who's the Wizard? I know, weird that.
But yeah, tell us what to play because we're lazy.
Exactly. Because it actually helps. The more tracks you send in, the less work we have to do.
Yeah, and especially if you are like a band, and then we can play your stuff, and it's just technically on the radio if you listen to this podcast back on the radio.
Yeah, exactly. So it's you're basically famous.
Yeah.
For all the people that listen to this.
Yeah, you could be as famous as the Butcherettes or the Anomalies.
Oddly enough, the Anomalies are coming up next with The Retox, which sounds a bit dystopian. We'll be right back.
down my spine. You bet you I can take it no more. In a couple of days, I'm gonna be fine. Telling me that I gotta slow down. Those words mean nothing to me. Just gotta keep running around. I got no time, baby. Can't you see? Cause I'm going out for a retard. Doing one more time, yeah.
We're back again. That was The Anomalies and The Retox, which, you know, isn't as dystopian as it sounds. It was just a track, again, that I found when I was sifting through the old Facebook group that we used to have, where we used to share tracks for the old show, and I just came across all this other stuff that we'd never used. So yeah. I thought I'd just sift through it and, you know, pick out the wheat from the chaff, as the old saying goes.
I'm liking it. It's good stuff.
You know. All right, anyway, there is actually a theme to this little bit that I had.
What?
That I thought I'd throw your way. Did you know that this year there are three Friday the 13th?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is this the unluckiest year of all time, then?
Apparently so. Like, yeah. Everyone's got to break a mirror and, like, have a cat thrown at them and stand under a ladder and, like, shit like that. But apparently there is a group in Carolina University,
yeah,
one of the, I think, South Carolina universities, that they are a group that meet every Friday the 13th just to disprove how unlucky the day is. And it just really tickled me, because one of the things they do is they stand under a ladder, break a mirror while standing on a crack, and then drop salt over the wrong shoulder, all whilst someone has a black cat near them. But the person doing it is allergic to cats. So, in the description used, it doesn't actually explain what they used. They just said, not an actual black cat because I'm allergic.
Right, so like a picture of a black cat.
I'm not sure whether they used like a teddy bear. A
glove puppet.
Or, because it never says, it says I'm allergic to black cats.
That's weird. That's racist. That's not an allergy, it's a preference.
Well, that's what I assumed. Like, maybe they got like a grey cat and just like muckied it up a bit or sprayed it.
Weird.
Or, I don't know, maybe dipped it in paint or something like that.
But, I don't think you can test something like bad luck. Because who's to say that, so they stood on a crack under a ladder and nothing bad happened.
Yeah.
But who's to say if they didn't stand on the crack under a ladder, they wouldn't have won the lottery or something. And then therefore, that was bad luck. You can't predict the future in a scientific test.
Are you saying that they change the results by observing it?
Yeah, like all science. That is one of the basics of science, yeah.
That's a pretty powerful argument. I'll give you that. But, I don't know, I mean...
I'm all about, you know, imperial testing. I want it over and over again. I want that same person to do that same thing all their life and then see what happens.
What, just in case?
Just to get results, yeah. It's the only way to do it, I think.
What if they... Yeah, but then... If they died in some mysterious circumstance, everyone would blame it on bad luck and not actually look into what actually happened.
Right, so maybe what we need to do is create a clone and then have the clone do all the bad luck things and then have the original person do good luck things, so carry around a rabbit's foot.
And just to see how their lives differ.
Yeah.
So basically they would have to lead exactly the same lives at exactly the same time.
Yeah.
Do exactly the same things, but just with various lucky charms.
Yeah.
Just to see what happened.
I think that would be the only way to test this theory.
So first of all, we have to invent cloning technology.
We'd have to invent cloning.
And then convince someone to live with an exact duplicate of themselves at all times.
And waste their life just rubbing a rabbit's foot.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Students will do anything for 50 quid. So.
We can talk people into that, I'm sure we can.
You know, go down to a university bar one night and just say, I've got this great idea. Here's Gerald. He looks exactly like you. In fact, he is you. We stole some DNA. When you were sleeping.
Would you clone yourself if you could?
God, yeah.
I would.
Yeah, do all the stuff I didn't want to do. But then you run the risk of, does the clone become you?
Well, no. That's why you brand your clone with a number 2, Colin, on their cheek. Everyone knows that. If you don't know that, I'm not sure you should be having a clone. You have to brand them. Well, yeah, they could just take over your life.
I didn't know. That's the one thing that always put me off from inventing cloning technology. That's the one thing that stopped
me. Brand a big 2 on their cheek, and then everyone knows they're the double.
It's the one thing that's always stopped me. I thought they had to grow like an evil moustache. That's what 80s television programmes have taught me.
But they could just shave that off, surely.
No, you can't. Once you've got the evil moustache, it's there for life. You kind of grow into it, and you get in the whole weird evil persona. Like, you wear a suit jacket with rolled up sleeves in a Miami Vice style.
Yeah, slicked back hair, evil
laugh. Exactly, yeah. And you have like a gang of little like weird women that follow you around in leotards. Again, this is what 80s television is talking.
Well, let's look into cloning. That's what I'll say to that.
Yeah, and then you can see more people walking around towns with little evil mustaches and gangs of 80s evil henchwomen.
Would you be allowed to send your clone to work, though, to do your job for you, do you think? Or would...
Well, as long as work didn't know that you had a clone. As long
it's
as
never been too branded in its face.
Yeah, but you just say, oh, I went out and got drunk last night.
Better sleep on a branding iron.
You know me. I'll do anything for a fiver. So, yeah, I mean, you could probably get away with it. And if not, you just put a bandage on your face.
Oh, yeah.
Or a balaclava, so it's cold out.
Yeah, I suppose that you could get away with that for a certain amount of time.
If you were a courier... thing, you just never take your bike helmet off.
That's good.
See? So then they could get away. Then how do we know that they're not clones already?
Or what if, in your sleep, the clone branded a 2 onto your cheek as well?
But then you'd have to wake up and then you'd see that and then brand a 3 and then it'd just be an ongoing vicious circle.
Just a face full of melted numbers.
Basically, you just end up with a horribly, viciously burned face.
Maybe we shouldn't invent cloning.
It's a downward spiral.
I was up for it until then.
Until you ended up with a giantly, horrifically disfigured face.
Yeah, I just thought I could get out of work a couple of times, but...
Yeah, but now you've just created...
I don't want to be branded.
What? It doesn't have to go that way, I'm sure. I'm sure there must be some way around it. Maybe you could talk to him. Convince him to go and, I don't know, like...
No, if he's an exact copy of me, he's not going to listen to anything I say.
He's not going to listen to reason.
Yeah, not at all. He's going to do what he wants.
Well, no, then if he's an exact copy of you, then he wouldn't... hurt you
in fact he'd probably frame me for some kind of crime.
Would you frame yourself?
Yeah. If I was the clone and I thought I could live a real man's life.
Well, he is a real man, he's you.
But I assume he wouldn't have any kind of bank account or anything.
But he'd have your bank account.
I'd give him a card.
Just take your card, he's you.
A joint account under two of the same names.
It wouldn't be a joint account, it'd just be the one account. He, for all intents and purposes, is you. He has your memories, your thing. As far as he's concerned, you're the clone.
Oh my god.
So now you see, now you get into the existential crisis of who's who.
Who is real, yeah.
Exactly.
Maybe I'm just a clone.
Or maybe. Maybe you killed your own clone.
Oh my god.
Remember that time you woke up and there was that exact body double of yourself lying on the floor in blood?
I thought it was weird.
And you just shrugged it off and hid him outside with the bins. Just
buried it in the park. Exactly. Like you always do when I wake up next to a dead body.
Well, now you know. That was, in fact, the day you took over your original creator's life.
What a terrifying prospect.
Well, exactly. And off the back of that, Here's some delightful 80s Matchbox Beeline disaster.
Well, I'm sure that this is it. Our song's playing anyway, so let's go dance. Like ghosts, happy to be alive, we're so much stronger than anything they've ever taught us to fear. And that's my plan, it's thin I know, but it'll stand up just the same. Just take my hand, hold it like your life depends, and close your eyes and take a step. I wanna be the ground right there like it's always been. You pulled the pin and asked me to hold your heart together, but not with words. You crash landed right here inside my hands, my little bird. Let's go and fly this globe all over and show them how. Where our love just fill up all the oceans. I don't deserve you, and I'll probably fail you in almost every single way. And so I'm sorry, love your husband on your wedding day. Take another step, another step for me. Take two more steps and then you'll rest, but just one more step for me. Take another step, another step, another step for me. Take two more steps and I'll let you rest, but just one more step towards home.
Hello, welcome back, peeps. That was you just heard a bit of Listener and a song for the knife salesman to his wife.
Yeah,
lovely
it's a,
song.
It's a delightful love ballad.
Yeah,
or you know, about knife salesmen
and some angry 80s matchups before that, singing about I'm not sure really.
Chicken.
A lot of shouting in that song.
Exactly. Well, the song's called Chicken, so I assume it's about people that are on a night out. They want some chicken. They can't quite decide whether they go to Sam's Chicken or KFC. One thing leads to another.
I think it's about some kind of weird like destruction of Earth or something. He talks about all the under my feet everything will crawl, the places I've been will crumble and fall. It's very dark, like all 80s Matchbox. It's really fucked up and dark. But
you never been to a Sam's Chicken at 1 a.m?
Yeah, actually, fair enough. Some weird shit crawling around on the floors in there.
Oh, exactly. Now, for this next little segment, I thought we'd try something new, because you know we're all about innovation here at the Wizard and just mixing it up.
I fear change.
Well, I fear change.
The only thing I fear more than change is card games.
Shit. Well, alright, then hold on to your butts because you ain't going to like this. We are going to do a little segment on a game called Super Fight that I got for free because, you know, I got it for free and it was something to talk about, so fuck you.
What is it? It looks essentially like Top Trumps.
Basically, that is the basic premise. You deal out a set of cards. Everyone gets free cards of weapons and free cards of characters, and then you're given like an arena to fight in. So it could be like the belly of a giant Mechagodzilla who's standing on a tightrope over lava. And you're fighting in the belly of him. And you'll have cards like a raccoon holding a lightsaber, but he's also highly emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the other person would have like, I don't know, Keanu Reeves, who can fire lasers out of his ears, but he has a really overly grown brain.
Sounds like the kind of game you have to be incredibly drunk for.
It basically does help if you are incredibly drunk.
Good.
Every time I know. But then you take those characters and then you have to argue the point of who would win. And the better at arguing you are, and more kind of behind the character you can get and into the guise of it, the more likely you are to win. And what I'm going to do, just to exemplify? That sounds right. Fuck it, I don't know.
Yeah.
Send us a letter. Write to us at P.O. Box, Lockkeepers Cottages, Old Ford Lock, London SW12 4NN.
I think that was all right, apart from the SW. It was my neck of the woods. It was Bow or somewhere.
Was it
Bow?
Yeah. I can't remember. And I'd be more impressed if anyone manages to tweet in. See?
Yeah.
Nah, always pushing the Twitter. But anyway, yeah, we're going to play you a little excerpt from a game that went on. And this was between myself, the glamorous Ben, and my housemate, Scott.
Less glamorous.
He's less glamorous. He was basically there to make up the numbers.
Scott has got a 2 branded into his cheek. Do you think he's a clone?
I just don't talk about that.
I thought we just fell asleep on some numbers.
Exactly. I've never mentioned it. I've never brought it up.
Oh,
sometimes it's a 3. Okay, I've seen a 5 occasionally, and then it'll change back to a 1.
Maybe he's an anamorph.
Fucking anamorphs. They get everywhere. Because you never know if the rat in the backyard is an anamorph, or it's just a rat. It could be like some 15-year-old girl watching you. That's what the animorphs were.
Really? 15-year-old girls watching you?
Now my phone's ringing.
This is the intro to Super Fight.
Who's going to start?
Ben can go first. He won the last round.
Okay. I have Biblical Goliath, who is faster than a speeding bullet.
What's your kicker?
Yeah. Boom. And also armed with a railgun.
See, personally, good. I think you're pretty fucked straight away. You're faster than a speeding bullet.
Yeah.
But you can't, and you've got a railgun, but you can't see shit.
Yeah, but that's why I picked Goliath, because he got killed by being blinded. He can't even see, so that won't matter. You can fucking slingshot all the rocks in his eyes you want, mate. He ain't going nowhere.
I don't think he got killed just because he was blinded.
That's what happened. Read the Bible.
No, I know that he got hit in the eye. I get that. But I don't think the blindness was the death of him.
It wasn't that he lost his sight and went,
oh shit, that's me. I'm killing myself now.
No, that's what took him down. They blinded him, and that's what caused him to fall over, allowing them to give him the upper hand.
Yeah.
But so, anyway, none of that matters.
Oh, God.
Because I'm a poltergeist.
Here we go again with the poltergeists.
So, you know, I don't need to see or hear. I'm a poltergeist. And I'm armed with a really, really bright laser pointer.
Oh, but you can't blind us because we're already blind.
and you don't even know what you're pointing at.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, though, I am literally a GIF.
Yes.
So I am basically just a picture of a really, really bright laser pointer that none of you can see on a roller coaster.
Okay, well, I'm a raccoon.
All right.
However, I can regrow body parts at will. So even though I can't see shit, any time that you get lucky and hit me with your railgun,
you just grow it back.
Grow my body part back. However. But let's see. Oh, and I also have lightsabers.
Good.
The sticking out the lightsaber hilt lightsaber.
But you'll just be swinging that around randomly.
And also, of course I'll be swinging that around randomly, and I'll probably cut myself a few times, but it doesn't matter. I'll grow back.
I don't think a raccoon could even operate a lightsaber.
They don't have opposable thumbs for gripping.
Yeah.
You
could use its mouth.
Have we not
then
seen Guardians of the Galaxy?
Well, yeah, that's
that
not
raccoon.
A raccoon
had a gun.
Yeah, but he's also a mental hybrid.
This is true. However, I'm still sticking with the fact that no matter what, eventually I reckon we're going to wear you down and take away body parts until you are dead.
But Goliath's faster than a speeding bullet. He'd just be
dodging that
lightsaber.
No, you won't be dodging it because you'll never see it. At the end of the day, I'm constantly healing and regrowing parts, and you'll eventually be being worn down and worn down. And I think in time, my raccoon will kill Goliath.
Also, no, I've won it. I've just ultimate logic you cannot dispute.
Okay.
On the roller coaster, the raccoon would come flying out because when the safety barrier comes down, Goliath would just be safely in there with his railgun, and you'll just come flying out on the first loop, mate.
Goliath's a giant. He wouldn't even fit in a roller coaster. He'd fall off right at the very start.
Yeah, you're both falling off the roller coaster.
And so
the only person the only person that survives, because I fall into the footwell, is the picture of the really, really bright laser pointer.
Have a point.
That
I'm too
also
big to
happens
be in
to
a
have
roller coaster.
See, because if I fall off, granted, I can regrow body parts, but if I fall off and like smash my head,
fight's over.
You know, it's not like you cut my head off and it regrows. It's just fucked up.
I think if you fall off the roller coaster, fight's over.
Have we honestly lost to a GIF?
Yes, yeah. You have lost
a GIF of a bright laser
to a picture of a laser pointer. I thank you.
Damn it!
Poltergeist always wins.
It's not even a poltergeist. It's an animated GIF.
It's a picture of a poltergeist, which is basically a picture of nothing.
Yeah, it's a blank screen with a tiny dot on it.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is Super Fight. Bing.
Just a death, weed, and monster power.
welcome back again, peeps. That was The Baddies with Colin. I'm loving that track.
Yeah, well, you know.
It's got a good story to go with it, as your namesake.
Well, exactly. I went to see them at their very final gig that they did in Southend. One and only time I'll ever go to Southend.
Wise decision. Different story. Yeah.
Exactly. It's a horrible place where people are going to die. Sorry if you're from Southend, but it's true. But they named the song Colin after one of their mates who was committed to a mental institution because he basically just taken too many drugs and he'd finally snapped. But one night when he was there, basically he was in his bed and there was somebody basically kept on coming up and tickling the end of his feet, like the bottom, the soles of his feet and stuff like that. And it happened like twice and he freaked out and he ran out into the hallway and he was trying to convince the doctors that there's someone hiding under my bed tickling my feet. And he's a mental patient.
In a mental home. They yeah. clearly thought he was mental.
Clearly, because all the facts are there.
Yeah.
Like, you know, all the evidence is against him. Unfortunately, you know, after like the third night of him reporting it, and it's still going, it turns out that one of the nurses spotted that one of the patients was missing from his room, who had in fact been hiding under his bed and tickling his feet. But while this had been going on, they were convinced that his mental deterioration had got so bad that they'd upped his meds and put him in like a special ward and moved him
and lobotomised him.
Not lobotomised him, but they basically started doing like extra treatment on him because they thought he'd gone properly off the deep end.
And what happened to the midnight tiggler?
Oh, he just got locked back up in his room. They just changed the locks.
Is that it?
Yeah. Well, it's only a mental hospital.
Yeah, but you can't be breaking into other people's rooms and touching their feet.
Why not?
It's weird.
It's not that weird.
It could be sure only... weirder things happen in a mental home, but
exactly. Yeah, if he was like doing it in people's homes, then understandably do something about it. Like if someone broke into your house and woke up at night by tickling your feet, you'd be suitably freaked out.
Yeah.
But if you're in a mental hospital, you expect certain weird things, like people crying, singing Yellow Submarine,
Napoleon with really long balls.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
I don't.
People playing chess with the rats and shit like that, you know.
Yeah, an old Indian man throws a sink out a window.
Like, exactly, yeah. And then they all go on a boat trip.
I don't like the sound of being in a mental home. Sounds good.
Exactly, yeah. Well, if films have taught us anything, it's a wild rollercoaster ride that leads into a romantic affair.
What film's that?
I can't remember. I kind of think I'm mixing films.
Yeah, the only one I can think of is One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
I know, but there's another film as well. I'm sure that there's always some horrible kind of romantic angle to most Hollywood films these days. So if they did one set in a mental hospital, it would end that way.
Let's do that. Let's write a film where these two mental patients fall in love, and then at the end of the film we find out that love is just some kind of weird mental deterioration.
And there's only actually one of them. And they've just been basically in love with themselves.
Crazy. Let's do it.
And the whole film has just been a preface as they are just about to die.
Oh, we can write that.
Exactly. It's a piece of piss. Knock that up in 5 minutes.
Yeah, we'll knock that up during the next song.
Exactly. What is the next song? It's yours.
Yeah, this is awesome, actually. I'm liking this. This is Lecherous Gaze with Lion in the Road.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Big fan of the Lecherous Gaze?
It's Gaze with a Z, Colin. As in the stare.
As in the stare?
Yeah.
Oh, gaze.
Yeah, you've spelt it wrong, but that's fine.
No, because when you said it, you said Lecherous Gaze.
That's just my accent.
I know, but I can't understand.
I mean, I'm also a fan of Lecherous Gaze, you know that.
Well, that's what confused us. I was just like, oh, fair enough. When you said it, I didn't think anything of it. But then when you compounded on it, it didn't make any sense. I was just like, yeah, I understood what you said.
But one of my favourite things about this song, for anyone that's on the internet right now, I'm guessing you must be on the internet if you're listening to this, is the album artwork. Go and check out the album artwork.
Oh, all right. We will. I will post a link to that as well.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That is pretty fucking awesome.
It's sick. Yeah.
Yeah. And now I understood what you meant now by gaze.
Yeah.
Not gaze.
With a Z. See.
Yeah. You see, you need to speak properly.
Talk proper. Talk
you need proper to talk like. Proper like me.
Oh, I'll talk. I'll do a proper talk.
proper talk.
Yeah.
You suddenly turn into Bob Hoskins.
God bless his soul.
God bless you.
God bless you, old Super Mario there.
Exactly. You know. One of the worst films ever committed to celluloid. Anyway, yeah, here is Lecherous Gaze with Lying in the Road.
Lying in the
that was Letterous Gaze. All right, not gaze, as in the lifestyle choice, but gaze as in to stare.
I mean, either way, it's good, you know.
Well, yeah, we're going.
We won't judge you.
Yeah, I don't really care, to be fair. You know, do what you like, as long as I get a cup of tea and maybe a biscuit.
As long as it's all consenting and no children or animals are hurt.
Exactly, and as long as there's biscuits.
But that's the most important thing to you when it comes to sex. Just get a biscuit sex. Afterwards, like
everything
a dog.
In life. As long as it doesn't affect the sale or purchasing of biscuits, then pretty much open season.
You should try giving blood. You know, you get a biscuit at the end and a cup of tea. You'd love that.
Yeah, but you have to give something away.
Yeah.
And it's the idle chance. I don't know what's wrong with me. I might have some weird genetic disorder.
Would people accept your blood?
Exactly. I am a ginger. And once that's in the gene pool, there's no getting rid of it.
It's true.
We're like a leech. We lock on.
So if you gave blood, there'd be like millions of little Mick Hucknalls running around the country.
Or Rod Hulls.
Oh, God. I am him.
This is my real arm.
Wow.
Yeah. But yeah, and no one wants that. No one wants tiny little Mick Hucknalls and Rod Hulls running around inside the body.
No.
It's God. Like a weird, fantastic voyage.
Can't think of anything worse.
A terrifying version of Inner Space.
I'd almost want a predator to impregnate me so I could kill him.
So, what, little tiny predators?
A predator, I meant an alien from aliens.
You're not going to go and have sex with a predator.
Why do?
Well, you know, what about the weird face?
Well, I wouldn't let it go down on me.
Alright, fair enough. Well, as long as you've got rules in place.
Yeah. It's quite a pretty face.
Well,
you know.
As long as he keeps the mask on.
If you're into that. Yeah.
If you're into...
If you like pincer teeth.
If you like hair grip mouths. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, true.
Alright, well, whose face do they... Right. If you were in charge of the Bank of England...
Yes.
Whose faces would you put on all the money?
Whose faces?
Well, yeah, anybody. So there's four notes, right? You've got 5, 10, 20, 50.
Yeah.
Your face, you're the queen. You're always on there. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Who's... What are the other four people?
Can I choose my pose?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Could I have a different pose on each note? As part of the queen, because the queen's pretty boring, she has the same pose on each note.
You could do a slightly different one, and then if you had all four notes, they'd be like a flickbook of you winking.
Yeah, that's pretty much the line I was thinking. That's where I was aiming for it. But do they have to be British people as well on the other side?
I think, yeah, my only stipulations are they have to be British and non-fictional, because that gets us into all kinds of problems. How do you depict someone that doesn't actually exist? So they have to be fiction, real and British.
All right. Arguably... I would, even though he is a fictional character. I've got an argument for this one.
Go on then.
I would go for Sherlock Holmes,
but yeah.
But as portrayed by Basil Rathbone, one of the finest portrayals, and also because every iteration after that, every time he was portrayed in a book by an artist or something like that, even if he had him to do it, they always drew Basil Rathbone.
Oh, okay. Well,
so
yeah,
he
that's
was synonymous
fair enough.
With the character.
That's fair enough. You can.
So
have...
you, yeah, I would have him, and you know. Fucking Basil Rathbone.
On which note?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you won't want to see that one every day. So, but I'd probably go like the £20 note.
All right.
Because
yeah.
You know it's big, but it's not like
it's not the top note.
Yeah, it's not top, but it's up there. And you know you don't always have a £20 note on you. Most of the time you get two tens.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, or a couple of fives.
Well, who'd be on the tens then?
On the tens.
It's going to go on for a long time.
No, not really. I'm trying to think about it. English people. On the tens, I'd probably go Stephen Fry.
Good shout.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fry would be on mine, yeah.
Churchill would have to be on the 50.
Okay.
Because, you know, Fry is something, even though he was a crazy alcoholic who...
Oh, I thought you meant the insurance dog.
Well, you could have like half and half.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, just like cut down the middle. And then, on the £5 note, Vic Reeves and Bob Mortimer.
Oh, good shout.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was going to say, it'd be good to have like a spread of different fields. You want like an entertainer, a scientist or whatever.
And then you've got comedy legends.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you could also have like variation ones. So you could have like a special edition one when they're in different characters that they performed.
That'd be awesome, actually.
Exactly. So you get like the centenary £5 note.
Is it Gyro Day?
Basically, that's where I was. That's the only reason I was doing it, so I could get to that, just so I could say that line.
Yeah. Is that all of them? Is that four?
Yeah,
good work, good money faces. I like it.
You know, not like I'd thought about that in any shape or way. Just always had an idea planned in the back of my head just in case one day I become the head of the Bank of England.
I'm sure it will happen. Or the Queen.
Yeah, I figure if you save up enough crisp packets, anything will happen.
Yeah.
That's what 90s Walker's Crisps adverts told me.
Yeah. If you collect enough of them, you can do whatever you want.
Pretty much. That was the rule.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, you know, you just turn up and if someone says anything, you just go, well, I've got all these crisp packets.
Present them your portfolio of Crisp packets.
Yeah.
And bottle tops.
Like steamed. Like make sure they're all ironed out and there's no creases.
Yeah.
And just hand them over and they go, fair enough, you're obviously a mentalist.
Even prawn cocktail.
I'd be willing to eat prawn cocktail if it meant that I could pretty much do anything.
Yeah, to be fair, so would I.
Yeah, you know, just chuck them in a sandwich. Crisp sandwich.
It's the classiest of all sandwiches.
Get it out of the way. Otherwise you have to eat them one at a time. Fuck that. Just get them all out of the way in a crisp sandwich, roll it all up, boom. Cover it in brown sauce and dough. Everyone's wins.
Brown sauce and dough? More dough on top of the bread?
No, the bread is dough. So
oh, okay.
Not like an extra
topping. I thought you meant make a sandwich and then bake it in some dough.
No.
Because that would be weird.
Well, yeah, that would be weird. Also, speaking of that, do you know what they eat in Jamaica when celebrating Easter?
No.
Do you know what we have? Hot cross buns and Easter eggs.
Like, what do they have?
Cheese sandwich.
Oh, lovely. I love a cheese sandwich.
I love a cheese sandwich. It doesn't really celebrate the return of our Lord and Saviour, though, does it?
Well, not the bunnies and chocolate eggs, do they?
Well, there was that argument that Eddie Izzard had that they put the crosses in the warrens and the chocolate eggs are the same colour as wood. That's why we have them.
Eggs represent rebirth.
And all that bollocks, yeah. So, well, I don't understand where a cheese sandwich fits into it.
How does hunting for Kinder eggs in a wood represent the rebirth of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour?
Because that's what the priests do.
Oh, yeah, with little kids.
Exactly.
Take them out to the woods.
And then hunt them for sport.
Find some chocolate, go on, kid. Have a look in there.
Exactly, have a rummage in there.
Yeah.
It's down the hole. And on that note, that we've delved into it, basically this has been episode 4 of Who's the Wizard?
Are we finished now? Is this it?
Yeah, this is the outro.
Oh, amazing.
I know.
Flew through that.
Exactly. It just flies by when you're having fun talking bollocks. But again, if you want to get in touch with us, you can do through the standard Facebook group nonsense, or on Twitter, which is @Goinzy, and also I'll put like links in the description for all the tracks.
Or the chances are, if you're listening to this, you probably know us, so just tell us what you want us to do and we'll do it.
That's probably easier. It has more impact if you actually find us in person and tell us to our face, not like in a threatening manner.
Yeah, don't throw CDs at our faces and shout
like on a bus.
Yeah,
just start throwing stuff at us. That'd be weird. But you know, just get in touch, and maybe we will take your suggestions under advisement.
Well, a little sneak preview for the next one. I've actually done that. My mate's recording an album for someone at the minute. We've got a little sampler of that coming up next month. Next week, whenever we do this.
Look at that! Look at us with exclusive previews.
I know, right?
Oh man, I'm shocked.
It's pretty good as well.
Well,
but is it as good as Talk Shit, Get Shot by Body Count? That's what I want to know.
No. It's the simple answer.
Certainly not as aggressive.
Exactly.
Talk shit! Talk shit! Get shot! Act hard, motherfucker! Get shot! Pop off! Get shot! Run up, motherfucker! Get shot! Niggas ain't blew up the spot in a while. Motherfucker ain't got shot in a while. Niggas ain't blew up the spot in a while. Motherfucker ain't got shot. Prepare for impact, mask and black cats. You was speaking, now you're leaking with your bitch ass. I'ma say this once, I don't play with the AK. You trip, I hit you, my clips, I flip you. I'm not your average, you reaper with the sweeper. Conflict turns the clock, kicks and bullet hits. Motherfucker talk shit, get your wig split. I don't give a fuck about you and your bitch clique. Talk shit, talk shit. Get shot. Act hard, motherfucker. Get shot. Pop off. Get shot. Run up, motherfucker. Get shot. Niggas ain't blew up the spot in a while. Motherfucker ain't got shot in a while. Niggas ain't blew up the spot in a while. Motherfucker ain't got shot. Don't push, motherfucker, I push back. Fuck with me and catch a 223. We in the age of the gauge, double lots to make the talk stop. Black ops, I fucking live for the headshot. Act hard, motherfucker, stick your chest out. Break north, bitch, that would be your best route. Don't test me, I'm a psycho with the rifle. Beast with the peace, bully with the fully. Anyone can get it. Anyone can get it.
motherfuckers think this is a game. You think you can say anything you want and nothing will ever happen to you. You think we live in a new age, but let me tell you, it can happen real easy. Don't make me bring the gravity, nigga. You can get hit with the fifth, twisted with the biscuit, blasted with the ratchet, jacked with the Mac, body with the shoddy, dumped with the pump, rock with the clock, sprayed with the K, dumb with the chrome, down with the pound, tap with the strap, whack with the gat, dusted with the musket, tag with the mag, wet with the Intratec, bled with the lead. Talk shit!